accomplished musician. Solomon earned a living as a traveling musician and often played at prominent social events for wealthy elites and politicians. And in 1841, Solomon Northrop traveled to Washington, D.C. for a concert, when at some point during the reception after the show, he was drugged, kidnapped, taken south, and sold as a slave. He was shipped to New Orleans and held as a slave for the next 12 years, until he met Samuel Bass, a Canadian working on the same plantation, helped to get word to New York, where law provided aid to free New York citizens who had been sold into slavery. Eventually, his family and friends entreated the aid of the governor of New York, and on January 3, 1853, Solomon Northrop regained his freedom. Many here can tell a similar tale, not one of physical abduction and slavery, of course, but certainly one of spiritual slavery. Each one of us born free into a sinful, corrupt world gained our freedom through Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And Romans 6, starting in verse 17, tells us about that. But thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed, and having been freed from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, now presenting your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. Therefore, what benefit were you then in deriving from the things which you ought to be now ashamed? For the outcome of these things is death, but now, having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit resulting in sanctification and the outcome, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ our Lord. The Son of God, our Savior, offered to buy our freedom from sin with his, in exchange for his life. He will become our new master, but fear not. This master is not like the old one. As Romans 6 told us, the old way resulted in sin and death. But now, Jesus promised us in Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I will be gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my load is light." Jesus also warned the people in Matthew 6:29 that no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other. And of course, the words of Joshua come to mind when Joshua asked the people, "Choose this day whom you will serve." Unfortunately, from time to time, we are taken captive once again into slavery of sin, sometimes longer than others. And not a single one of us are above this danger, for the scriptures tell us, "For take heed lest you fall." Beware and see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and empty deceit, according to human tradition, after the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. Colossians 2:8. For James 1 tells us that when we are tempted, we are enticed and lured by our own desires. So we need to change what our desires are. We need to desire righteousness. We need to desire Christ in our lives. We need to desire godly things. Hopefully we are here today because we desired nothing more than to gather around his table this morning, to fellowship, to commune with our Savior, and remember the sacrifice that he made for us that we could be free from the slavery of sin. Scriptures also tell us it was for freedom that Christ set us free, saved us. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened once again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians 5:1. Today we come and gather around the table partake of these emblems, I remember our emancipation from sin that could only be done by the death of Jesus on the cross. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that we could come and meet around your table, Lord, partake of this juice and this bread, Lord, that we can remember, God, that sacrifice which you made for us as we partake of this bread, Lord, as we break it, that we remember how your body was broken and torn apart for us, Lord, that you were beaten for sins, Lord, that you did not commit, that you took our place, God. And as we partake of this juice, Lord, that we remember how your blood was shed and how your blood spilled out for the sins of the world, Lord. And just be with us as we partake of these things, Lord, that we do so in a worthy manner, and just help us. As we leave this place, Lord, we don't leave these things behind, but we leave here with a changed heart and changed minds, Lord, and a desire to serve you more and take these things out into the lost and dying world to save others from the slavery of sin. We thank you, God, so much for loving us when we were unlovable. And we love you so much, God, for everything you do for us. But most of all, we thank you, God, so much for the gift of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.